Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Operatic Interviews. This is your host, Jim Walton. Tonight, I shall be talking with two guests, both preeminent in the world of opera today. Sitting to my right is Madama Maria Diva, soprano suprema. Madama Diva has just returned from her widely acclaimed creation of the role of Ina in Giuseppe Malarangio's new opera, O Cara Mi, which received its world premiere in Rome on April 1st of this year. Madama Diva will appear later this season in the lyrics production of Die Winde Gestatt. Welcome, Madama Diva. Also joining us this evening is Maestro Arturo Metronomi, the world-renowned conductor. Maestro Metronomi has himself also just returned from his recent stay in Rome, where he conducted the world premiere performance of O Cara Mi. Fresh from this new triumph, we greet you, Maestro Metronomi.
Anio!
Madama Diva, with your permission, may I direct my first question to the maestro? Maestro, the world premiere performance of Malarangio's work was long awaited and often delayed. There was great secrecy surrounding this production. The choice of the conductor was the subject of much speculation, and at times, almost all the world's most prominent conductors were rumored to be possible candidates for this high honor. How did you feel when you learned that you had been selected to be the conductor for this event? That is certainly understandable. I believe, however, that even the invitation to you to be the conductor was shrouded in secrecy. Could you tell us how the invitation was phrased? Indeed, that sounds like one of those offers you just could not refuse. Need we ask your response? Am I correct that the original plan was for the composer to select the soprano who would create the role of Ina? Did you agree with this proposal? As I understand it, you in fact demanded the right to select the artist for this role. I believe you held numerous auditions before you made your choice. How many singers did you hear before you made up your mind? Given this enormous pool of talent, and having heard so many wonderful singers, what was the single or final factor which persuaded you that Madama Diva was the most deserving artist for this role? Madama Diva, we all know, let us be frank, that Maestro Metronomi has a reputation for being a most demanding, even difficult individual with whom to work. I was told that you had certain reservations about your ability to satisfy him in this incredibly sensitive undertaking of creating an entirely new role for a new opera. What convinced you that you could succeed in this task of working with the maestro? Maestro, in the process of bringing to fruition the first performance of a new and untried opera, there is clearly a considerable element of artistic creativity demanded of you as the conductor, in addition to the genius of the composer. How did you approach your challenge in this undertaking?
La natura crea
And yet, for all of these difficulties, it is clear to anyone who attended the first performance that you had indeed found that spark of inspiration to bring the work together to such a moment of perfection. How did you feel at the conclusion of the first performance? And well, you might. But I get ahead of myself. From what I have heard, the success of this opera was by no means a certainty. This is an opera of great passion, at times almost of violence. Rumor has it that the first rehearsal, for example, could only be described as a disaster. Curiously, it was reported that you were unusually subdued at the close of this rehearsal. What was it you said to the company at that time?
La commedia è finita!
Having accepted this debacle with uncommon grace, you seem to have regained your more typical command of the situation. We are told that you insisted that the entire company, cast, orchestra, and stage crew, remain in the auditorium, and you proceeded to conduct a second rehearsal that very night. This was an unprecedented occurrence. What did you say to the people to obtain their cooperation for this marathon rehearsal? It is now known that you were able to negotiate additional rehearsals before the premiere. How many rehearsals of this opera did you conduct? And I understand that that last was indeed a magical performance. Madame Adiva, it must be an unbelievably arduous task to create an entirely new role. Although you and the other singers who thought they might be selected to star in this performance had some time in anticipation to prepare yourselves, how long did it actually take you to learn the role of Ina for this production?
18 Jahre und 2 Minuten.
That long. Now, despite the time you had to prepare and the unusually large number of rehearsals, you mentioned to me that you still had doubts about whether the cast could work together as a team. From what I have heard, both you and the maestro were more than a little angry with the tenor at the end of the second rehearsal. How was it you expressed your displeasure? Maestro, I understand that you also had some choice words for the tenor. Could you tell us your reaction to the poor chap's performance? Still, there must have been some cause for hope. The composer himself was seen speaking to you after this rehearsal. What advice did he have for you? After talking with you, Signor Malarangio then had a private word with the tenor. I understand that he gave him instructions as to your role in this production. What did he say to the tenor on that occasion?
Прости меня! Вот! Вот зарваш!
Nevertheless, if rumor be believed, there were still some stormy sessions yet to come. Madame Adiva, given the maestro's reputation as a temperamental artist, how would you describe the reaction of the opera company staff to his behavior as conductor?
E avanti a lui tremava tutta Roma.
Madame Adiva, as we spoke earlier this evening, you told me that even during rehearsals, you were still haunted by the specter of failure. How was it you finally overcame your fears about your part in this production?
I've killed the ghost.
And when the maestro left to enter the orchestra pit to conduct this first performance of O Cara Mi, what were your thoughts for him?
Ritorno vinci.
Now that the premiere is past and you know that your performance was a great success, how do you feel? And what had the maestro left for you in your dressing room following that first performance?
A bouquet.
Maestro, after the premiere, what did Madama Diva give you? Maestro and Madama, this world premiere of Malarangio's O Carami marked the first time the two of you have worked together in opera. How would you describe your professional rapport in this production? To our great good fortune, this collaboration may have been the first, but it is not, I believe, to be the last. We have just read that the two of you are to perform together again later this year in a new masterpiece by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, Die Wahrheit über Salieri. Where will that performance take place? Well, I can see that your already lofty careers will rise to yet new heights. There is one final question I simply must ask of you, Maestro. The world premiere of O Carami was received to universal acclaim by the critics. There was nothing but praise for your mastery of this new and difficult work. But this has not always been the case. In the early days of your career, the comments of certain critics were less than complimentary. Now that you have reached the status of a world-known and world-acclaimed master, I wonder if you could tell us, in all candor, how you feel about critics now. The Chicago Tribune's John Von Ryn is in our audience today. I'm sure he won't mind if you speak freely. So tell us, how do you view the music critics of today? Well, on that note, perhaps I'd better draw this session to a close. Thank you, Madama Diva and Maestro Metronomi, for being our guests this evening. I hope that you both can join us again soon. Operatic Interviews, I'm Jim Walton. Thank you, and good night.